This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, to our Salem Media Group affiliates across the country and our leading independent stations across the country, nationally syndicated on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite and heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, and our 911 dispatchers, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the air freight folks, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the security people, the construction workers, and also all those convenience store clerks and the truck stop waitresses, too. Thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for the free Gun A Day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, Colonel Jim Warshuk, who is retired USAF, and at one time was stationed at CENTCOM and worked under then, I believe he was Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, correct?
Well, he was a one-star general then, but same man.
Okay, there you go. And I believe he's a fine individual. And let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
We're ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America. And to the republic, for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice, for all. And
for
we
all.
Emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started, I want to mention that there's a story right here that's coming from the Associated Press, talking about the FBI that arrested three Michigan residents from Lansing, Michigan, who were all born in Kenya on terrorism charges this week. Now, according to the Department of Justice release, they were taken into custody. They were formally charged with conspiring to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. The organization in question is ISIS. Now, all three were residents of Lansing, Michigan. They were arraigned in Grand Rapids. And if convicted, these guys could get 20 years. One of them was actually caught at the Gerald R. Ford Airport in Grand Rapids, where he was scheduled to begin a trip that would have taken him to Mogadishu, Somalia, where he was going to train with the ISIS folks over there and then come back to the United States to do whatever it was that he was going to do next. Now, all three of these men are naturalized U.S. citizens who emerged from Kenya. According to the DOJ, they recorded videos of themselves pledging allegiance to ISIS. They were also accused of threatening to kill non-believers by mowing them down with cars. Wonderful group of people, right?
Well, par for the course for what's going on with ISIS and certainly with the Al-Qaeda-affiliated group Al-Shabaab, which is basically housed over in Somalia. That's pretty much standard par for the course. One of the things that ISIS has been doing since we have been effectively rolling them up in Syria and have pretty much done so in that part of the world is to push some of their training with other affiliated groups, particularly this one with Al-Shabaab. So the training is going on there. They're doing what they can, and, you know, we continue to go after Al-Shabaab facilities and resource centers in Somalia as well. So, you know, the war on terror is going to be a long, hard fight, but we are continuing to watch. And incidentally, as we mentioned off the air, the travel ban, this is a perfect example where the travel ban right. is being played out, where we are, through the FBI and other intelligence agencies, are watching these folks when they go to and come back to the U.S. Mm-hmm. That's part of the whole effort to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, our mutual friend George wants me to ask if you've got your Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Actually, I don't this morning. I have my Dunkin' Donuts backup K-cup that I make from my machine, but it is Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, and by the way, George just asked me, he says he's created a post where you put your MAGA hat on and take a picture of it and display it on his page. Take a photo of yourself with a hat. Well, I got one that's my picture on one of my radio show Facebook pages. I'll just send him that one. But anyway, I want to talk briefly about this guy. I don't want to dwell on this, but Nathan Phillips. Now, that's the Navajo Indian who was reportedly a Vietnam veteran. He was a recon ranger. And when I first heard this and I realized he wasn't old enough to be doing what he said he was doing, and by the way, at the time that he was doing what he said he was, there was no such thing as a recon ranger.
Exactly. He, if you go back to his history and my good friend Don Shipley, who handles, Stolen Valor and has, who primarily looks up fake Navy SEALs, did a good post, yesterday on
it. I saw it. I posted it. Mm-hmm.
And, everybody should watch it. And, you know, it's a dead giveaway, excuse me. When you start hearing people make up terms that are pretty much just you know what?
Yeah,
BS.
I know.
And
when I heard it, I knew this wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that happens all the time. And unfortunately, now he did do a small stint in the Navy, but I think he spent most of the time AWOL, or excuse me, Marines, and was AWOL about three times and spent a considerable amount of time in the brig for that.
Well, we got to take a break, so when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that, and then, of course, we are going to talk a little bit more about the world according to Hoyle, because Somalia, when he talked about Al-Shabaab, the colonel did, we actually took out 52 of the bad guys with an airstrike, surgical airstrike. I read 52 bad guys. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends of Moss Family Automotive, now serving you with four great locations within the sound of my voice. Moss Family Chevrolet, located at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in the Carrollwood section of Tampa. Their phone number, 813-969-2600. And the two Moss Nissan locations, one in Crystal River, one in Newport Richey, where you serve, you save applies to all of the new vehicles, whether it's a Chevy or a Nissan. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your new Chevy or Nissan. Their number up there, 727-815-3095. And then don't forget about Home Assassa Springs, where they've got the Moss Family Automotive Wholesale to the Public store, where a lot of their trade-ins go. Now, they get things like motorhomes, they get camping trailers, they get motorcycles, they get ATVs, they get boats. They all go there along with the certified pre-owned vehicles, and you can go in there, have a good old time. Never know what you're going to find to buy. So check them out. Google them, Moss Family Automotive. And yes, they sell cars and trucks to people all over the United States. We've had people from Arizona show up there, people from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and all points from the Canadian border on down in between Florida, and especially to you folks from Georgia that keep coming on down here. We love you folks up there in Georgia, especially Valdosta and Tifton. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshook. And by the way, Colonel, thank you for being with us.
Well, good morning.
Yep.
Great
and
to be here.
You also are the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. We want to put that out there.
Yep, been doing that for a little over a year now, and a lot of work to do.
Now, let's talk about Israel, because we talked during the break. I want to talk about what Israel just did, because they got a missile lobbed at them that landed somewhere in Golan, and without even thinking about it, up went the F-35s, and away they went, and they just absolutely put it to some of these Iranian forces and advisors that were there with the Syrians, and I do believe the Iranians lost some people.
Yeah, that's correct. That was a series of large strikes by the Israelis, both daytime and nighttime, which is rare. They don't do a lot of daytime attacks. And they just had their new chief of staff come in last week, and there's a point being made by the Israeli defense analyst that said this was an opportunity for him to demonstrate his willingness to use force against Iran in Syria. And so that was what this was all about. And they went after warehouses. They went after Iranian military forces. The Iranians have about 70,000 forces inside Syria doing all
this. Forces, right? Kurds forces.
Regular military doing training, advisors, what have you, across Syria, working with the Syrian government. But they've been there for a long time since the Ayatollahs came into power in the late 70s, and they've been a key support and advisory staff to Assad. So nothing new with them there, but just the fact that the Israelis reacted quickly to that rocket attack in the Golan and did some heavy damage on Iranian forces there.
All right, let's change gears and let's talk a little politics, because Mitch McConnell and Chucky Boy Schumer got together and agreed to allow the votes on competing bills to end the shutdown. That's going to be done in the next day or two. The one that the president's proposing, McConnell's proposing, has got the $5.7 billion for border wall funding or border barrier, whatever the case may be. The other one is just merely one that gets the government open until February the 8th and funds the government to do just that, so they can pay the people and whatnot. I think something's going to be done. I don't know what it's going to be. And by the way, what happens if they pass both of the bills?
Well, that's a really good point, Matt.
They got to work it out, yeah.
You know, Schumer is using the excuse on his portion of the, well, there's two bills, on his portion is to open the government for 3 weeks. So that they can negotiate. And so he's saying, well, we'll open the government and then we'll negotiate. Well, they haven't really been negotiating on anything, so I'm not sure that's really going to be effective. They're still against the president's, proposition of the $5.7 billion to build the wall. The president basically wants the wall, and they basically said, well, first we have to open the government. So I think that's going to, they got to get 60 votes each on that. Whether that happens, it may be close, but again, it'll make for interesting activity on the Hill this week, whether they do that or not. I think the president's going to stick to his guns and want to go with the 5.7. I mean, that's what he ran on, and that's what he's continuing to push, and they do not want that at all. So, be interesting to see.
Well, there's some people that mistakenly are saying that amnesty is included in this, and that's just not true. What is included in this is adding a provisional 3-year work permit for young undocumented people currently enrolled in DACA and those that have temporary protected status, which the president had previously sought to end both programs. He's just merely putting an extension on there, but it is not amnesty.
That's exactly right. It's an extension to what already exists. And it doesn't give citizenship. It doesn't give any legal rights. And here's another interesting fact. I just read late yesterday. All these programs for illegals coming into the country, the cost for providing them, we'll just use the word welfare, is close to about $58 billion. And the president wants to terminate that, because that's part of the incentive for them to come here. And if he terminates it, that will shut down a reason for a lot of them coming here. And he could turn around and say, well, you know, we could build the most magnificent wall for a portion of that $58 billion. And that $58 billion is annually. So there's a considerable savings there that he could sell to the American people. Of course, the Democrats would go crazy over anything like that. But, you know, he's got to make his case, and there's a lot of money in play.
Mm-hmm. Now, something else that happened here, The Supreme Court is about ready to consider a gun rights bill for the first time in 9 years. It's a suit that's been brought forth out of New York City. It involves carrying a licensed, locked, and unloaded handgun in the trunk of your vehicle traveling across New York City. Now, obviously, if you get stopped and they inspect your vehicle and they find that and they say, what's in the case or whatever, and you tell them, technically, you're carrying a gun, you're in New York, you go to jail for a year, especially in the city.
Yeah, that's going to be a critical. I can't wait to hear if the court actually hears that. That's going to be an interesting.
Well, they decided to hear it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I pray they do the right thing on it, because it's really a law against law-abiding citizens, and that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, and they're doing exactly what you're supposed to do when you travel through an area where your permit's not good.
Yeah,
you're supposed to lock it up and unload it and put it in a case and in your trunk where you can't get to it.
Exactly. I mean, it's actually ridiculous to have such a law on the books, and so
I know.
And there's lots of other people who fall into that with reciprocity, and people don't necessarily know the law, but if you have followed that and did exactly what you said, then you know the law and you're following the law, and for that to be in play is ridiculous.
Now, I want to talk about our good friend Joe Gruters, who's now the Republican Party of Florida chairman, and his cohort, Vice Chairman Christian Ziegler. Those two guys have hit the ground running, and of course our Governor Ron DeSantis just appointed the third Supreme Court justice yesterday. Now, he has no previous judge experience, but I think he'll still be a good one based on what I know about him.
Yes, sound legal mind. He will no doubt serve the governor and serve the state of Florida well. That's one of the things that most people don't realize. As long as you have the legal credentials as a lawyer and what have you, you can serve as a judge. It's basically hearing cases and making the right decision. And he has been highly vetted and highly recommended, and will do the right thing. With regard to Joe Gruters and Christian, both good friends of mine, they have hit the ground running. Their mission is to put in play the capability within the state of Florida, within the Republican Party of Florida, included Hillsborough, to set the groundwork for Donald Trump to win re-election. Number one, first and foremost, role and responsibility he has, and he is taking that on and doing that within the party.
Alrighty, here comes the music in my ear. We look forward to talking to you real soon. By the way, we had a packed house yesterday at Mission Barbecue up on Waters Avenue. One of these times, maybe you can make it up there.
Yep, we've got it in the plan.
All right, thanks, Colonel.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
Alrighty, and that's Colonel Jim Warshak, and again, retired United States Air Force Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And I'll be right back. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, coming up.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Capitol Hill lawmakers will make an effort to reopen the federal government on Thursday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has set two bills for a vote. The first will be on President Trump's proposal that includes $5.7 billion for his border wall.
It also temporarily extends some protections to some immigrants. If it fails, the Senate will vote on the second proposal. This one will reopen the federal government for 3 weeks while the border security issues are debated. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urges fellow senators to support the second measure.
Isn't there a way to get government services open first and then debate what we should do for border security? Well, now there's a way.
Both measures would require 60 votes to pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much there, New York City horse gal. Right there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Don. And by the way, they are listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, which is the affiliate up there, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody listening to us in Fort Benning, Georgia. This portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Don't forget, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on that USCCA logo that's right there, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and good luck on that one. Every day a different gun, an opportunity to win. And should you decide to become a member of the USCCA, you get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat. So that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo that's right there as well. All right, joining us right now, the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. And since you're the consumer quarterback, I got to ask you a football question. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
We got to go with the Patriots on that one, man. They're just too good. They're too. They got the systems. They got the front office. Although the Rams are a pretty good team, I think, you know, even the New Orleans Saints should be in the Super Bowl because of that blown call.
Yeah, but there, you know, then again, there was another blown call, the face mask on the Rams quarterback that didn't get called. So, I mean, I'll go there. I won't go there, but I will go there. The officiating in both games sucked.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they chose that weekend to be missing stuff like that.
That was the worst no-call I've seen in, like, forever. I mean, that was just blatant pass interference. He hit him helmet-to-helmet on the sideline. I mean, that was just...
Yeah, and drove him off the field.
Yeah. I couldn't. It didn't even have a chance to catch the ball.
No, you are right. All right, well, so you're going with the New England Patriots. I think they'll be the favorite. And if Brady wins, does he retire?
Wow, that's a good question. That's a real good question.
I mean, if I was him, I would go out on top.
Yeah, but there would always, hey, he's got a little more juice in the tank, I think.
Well, maybe. I wouldn't chance it. You know, when you're in your 40s and you get hurt, it's not like it was when you were in your 30s or 20s trying to heal again, believe me. The older you get, the harder it gets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's talk about the housing market, because I've been driving all around, as I usually do. I get all around the area. I see a lot of buildings, a lot of houses being built, a lot of apartments and condos being built, a lot of renovations going on. People are renovating homes and shopping centers and new shopping centers going up and businesses being built, car dealers here, car dealers there, whatever. And some of these talking heads are going, well, everything's slowing down and houses are not quite as in plentiful supply. And this, I hear all that and I'm looking around and go, where the hell are they talking about? It's not here.
Yeah, because they're talking about national numbers. And here in our area, we are in the the best tri-city area in the United States to be living. And even like you said, construction, like I know for the fact, like, We're building a new house. Our dream home is almost done, and it's been quite an uphill battle because we're just fighting, subcontractors not showing up because they're just so busy. They're all getting work from so many other places, and what happens is that that plumber, that electrician, that painter, that tiler, all those people they're in such high demand right now that other people will say, hey, I'll give you $500 cash if you come work on my job instead of the other jobs.
Yeah, and that's why I've told people, that are looking for work, hey, learn to be, if they're young enough, I say, hey, learn one of the trades. If you don't want to be an aviation maintenance tech at National Aviation Academy, learn to be a plumber, learn to be a carpenter, learn to be an electrician, I said, because those people, they'll always have work.
Yeah, that's right. That's in such high demand. All those different trades are in such high demand, and I think that's something that we got away from in this country is we went too high tech and we're not focusing on some of those skilled labor type jobs. Absolutely.
Well, Bank of America reported, and I'm looking at this report here on Newsmax Finance, Bank of America said, don't believe the hype of the housing collapse. It's not true.
Don't believe the hype of the housing collapse. So that's saying that it's not going to collapse, right?
Is right.
That what they're saying?
Mm-hmm. It's not true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, I think things are that's right on point because the housing is not going to collapse. The thing it may do is just have a correction, like a small correction or even just a reset, but it's not going to collapse like it did in the past, that's for sure.
And the banks are starting to lend a little bit more money. I mean, there's some people that were waiting for a while to get mortgages and this, that, and the other, and they were told that they had to wait, and maybe their credit needed to come up 10 points or whatnot, and, then their credit came up 15 points, and they're getting their loans and that sort of thing, and I'm noticing a lot of that going on right now.
Yeah, and I just found out another great program. One of our partners, our lending partners with the Real Estate Quarterback Show and Platinum MVP team, one of our lending partners now has 100% financing for first-time home buyers. It's a really unique fund that they have that's set up to where people can get, normally, traditionally, you hear like 97.5% down. Now this fund that they work with will actually pick up the other 2.5% down, and that way it's 100% financing. And if we structure the deal right with seller concessions, we can get first-time buyers into the home without any money out of pocket.
Wow. Not bad.
Yeah. That's really strong. I mean, it's such a really unique program. And like you said, Captain, there, a lot of these programs are coming back, a lot of the unique and innovative programs, and not anything that's real, subprime type stuff. Nothing that's really crazy none of that's back.
Well, one of the advantages to being a veteran is a VA loan, no money down.
Yeah, veterans have it the best, in terms of financing, and that's the least we can do for all of our veterans when it comes to real estate and, using that VA certificate. And we also rebate a quarter to a half a point back, depending on the size of the deal, back to the veteran at closing. So that's money back to them.
I asked around, okay, and I haven't heard about anybody else doing that.
Yeah, we really want to take care of the veterans, and, for us, it's a way that we can kind of serve a little bit, serve those who served us. And it's just something that we want to do. And it's the least we can do for our veterans.
Okay, so briefly, because I want to leave you enough time to give you the phone numbers and the websites and all that stuff you need to do. You are the host of the Consumer Quarterback Show. It's on 5 days a week on our sister station, 1380 The Biz. You're on Monday through Thursday. Friday you have the insurance quarterback on, Patrick Hyland. But every day you bring people in to talk about different things pertaining to business, industry, the economy, etc.
Yeah, we love it. We have a lot of fun with it. We're consumer advocates, so everything we do is all about helping people sort through a lot of the nonsense and avoid commission-based advice. That's it. Straight to the point is, you know, how can we provide them with cutting-edge information, topics ranging from CPA, financial advisor, attorneys, home inspectors, solar companies, all types of great folks that come on our show and educate, entertain, and enlighten our listeners. And we really take pride in that, Captain. We have a good time doing it. We've been doing it almost 6 years now.
Okay, now, how can we find out about you, your website, your phone numbers?
Yeah, Brandon Rhymes. I'm the owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty. Now we're with the number one real estate company in the world. PlatinumMVPRealty.com is our real estate website, PlatinumMVPRealty.com. And the radio show is ConsumerQB.com. And you can always call me at 813-670-7372, 813-670-7372.
And tell them the captain sent you.
Tell them the captain sent you, that's for sure.
All right, well, Brandon, thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you next week or seeing you Thursday, one or the other.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All righty, and that's Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback, and, again, an all-around good guy. And, again, he's the only one I know that's doing that little giving the veterans a little money back on their mortgage, kicking back a little bit of the interest money there. I don't know of anybody else doing that. And the way he's doing it, it certainly helps. And, you know, he's somebody that I definitely will advise you to check out. And, by the way, don't forget, afternoons, weekday afternoons, 1380 The Biz, the Consumer Quarterback Show between 5 and 6. Give them a listen, and you'll find out all the different things that are going on. Well, when we come back, we are going to be talking about what I think the president needs to do in order to get his programs across and in order to keep America the greatest place on the earth and to stop this just absolute ridiculous horde of nonsense that's coming in his general direction. Because there's a movement afoot still. The fundamental transformation of America is still going on here in the United States. They didn't learn their lesson the other day, you know, with Barack Obama and this and the other. They're still trying to fundamentally transform America right in front of your eyes. So wake up, America. Realize what's going on. Now, I will be back. Final segment coming up. And Kathy's going to tell you what the number is if you want to call in. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, my good friend Wayne Allyn Root will be on the show tonight, hour number one, segments one and two. So you'll be able to hear Wayne and I talking about the world according to Wayne, which is going to be interesting because we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about in lieu of what you've heard me speaking about tonight, especially the legislation that's going to be voted on in the Senate. I'm curious to see what happens if neither one of those bills passes, or what happens if one passes. Say it's the one without the border wall money in it. Or say they both pass, then what do you do? By the way, this final portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and they do ship their products all around the country. So, Dominic's Blinds and Decor also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out on the highway. And remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase, Veterans too, at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941- 972-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That might get you some free donuts in the back from Dominic's personal private supply. Don't tell him I told you, because then he won't have enough donuts to eat. No, actually, he usually has a lot of pastries there. He likes pastries, so there you go. Now, I believe President Trump could make a lot of history, really good history, in the next couple of weeks. Let's say something passes, like what we've just been talking about. Let's say he gets his border wall, but the Democrats get the DACA folks and a bunch of people get to stay in the country for longer. They don't get amnesty. That's not what this is, but they get to stay in the country longer. Now, he needs to reach back and go back into his gambling days when he had the casinos to do this, I think. Now, if he tosses aside the counsels of his usual advisors on immigration, he can break the deadlock, fix the border security immigration mess, and in so doing, earn a lasting place in U.S. history amongst the most consequential presidents ever. Now, President Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ, a Southerner, relished being the president to deliver the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Now, no fair reading of the history of those critical laws can overlook Johnson's absolutely essential decision to throw in with the politically perilous position that ran counter to his solid supporters in the segregationist South, because he was one himself. But by going big on border security and immigration, it means going bigger than what Trump offered last Saturday. Now, he needs to solve the unrelated problems of border security, the Dreamers, and yes, all the undocumented. Got to come up with a plan there for those folks, whether it's 10 million, 15 million, 20 million, whatever it is. And I suspect it's closer to the 20 million number. So, go big, Mr. President. Go big. And I'm telling you, to the victor belongs the spoils. Now, we can help him go big. And here's how we do this. Here's how we do this. Write down these numbers if you don't already have them in speed dial, because we got to call Congress and we got to say, hey, get off your big duffs and get going here. Or guess what? I vote, my family votes, and we're going to vote you out of office. So here's the numbers. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the House of Representatives, and that will give you, by giving them your zip code, that will give you whoever your congressional representative is. Again, that number, 202-224-3121. Now, for the Senate, everybody's got two senators. 202-225-3121. The number again for the Senate, 202-225-3121. Same scenario. Give them your zip code, they'll give you your senators. 202-225-3121 on that number. So now you got the phone numbers. The rest is up to you. And if we call Congress and we keep calling them and we keep driving the point home, hey, you better do what we elected you to do. And if you don't do it, you're done. We want illegal immigration reduced. We want to protect our American lives. We want to combat the drug scourge coming into this country, and we want to protect the vulnerable individuals from exploitation by human traffickers. And, yeah, there's a bunch of that going on. See it all the time along that border. Speaking of south of the border, Mexico, wow, a deadly pipeline explosion, Mexico City, near Mexico City, over the weekend. 96 people were killed. Many more may die because they were burnt unmercifully. And what it was a gasoline pipeline where people were stealing fuel from the leaking pipe before the explosion occurred. And you heard me right, leaking pipe, leaking gasoline. Now, in his response, the Mexican president, Obrador, blame poverty and unemployment for people stealing gas. Well, yeah, that's not a bad reason. But the other is the country's outdated pipeline system is vulnerable to thousands of illegal taps where people just poke a hole in the pipe and guess what? It starts leaking gasoline and you wind up with gasoline for your car, your truck, your tractor, or whatever. Now, President Obrador said that he's investing in military trucks to transport fuel instead of pipes and recruiting thousands of troops to guard pipelines to combat frequent tapping. Well, good luck with that one. Fuel shortages have been widespread this month since the government's crackdown on the gasoline theft. As many as 800 people were spotted along a 40-mile stretch of the pipeline just before the explosion. And they were all seeking to get fuel from the leaking pipelines or where they had made a hole in the pipe to get fuel, to get gasoline, to put in their cars, their trucks, their tractors, whatever they had that was there. Now, President Obrador has provided a new sense of accountability in Mexico. However, the state-run oil company's delay in shutting down the leaking pipeline has been criticized. And Mexico's attorney general is now conducting a long-term investigation into the security response. Now, this is dangerous stuff. Anytime you have a pipeline that is carrying hazardous materials, that all it would take is a spark to ignite it and have an explosion like what we just heard about. Anytime you have that, that's a very dangerous situation that needs to be rectified like now, right now. So think about that. Now, fortunately for us, our pipelines aren't that downgraded, depredated, and in that type of shape because we take better care of our pipelines, number one. And number two, I haven't heard of a gasoline pipeline leaking like that or where people actually drive up to the pipeline and then poke a hole in it so it'll leak gasoline so they can put it in their containers and fill up their vehicles. I haven't heard about anything like that going on in the U.S., and I don't think we would. I think we do a much better job on doing what needs to be done. Now, coming up today, keep your eyes on the sky because all things are going to change here. It may be mostly sunny with a high near 79 today, but tonight, it's going to turn around. And when it does, I'm telling you, it's going to turn around and we are going to get some gusty winds. Winds as high as 31 miles an hour after 1 a.m. tonight. We're going to get rain as much as 3/4 of an inch as possible. We're going to have the temperatures are going to be falling. Chance of precipitation on Thursday is 90%. With another 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch, could get a couple of inches of rain around the area here. Low will be 45 Thursday night. Won't be very warm on Friday, 60. Friday night, 44. Saturday, high about 65. Low 48 Saturday night. So there you go. All right. Got to go. Have a great day, everybody. Stay warm. Stay out of the snow. You truckers up there, told you where it's all at. Central part of the U.S., I-80, I-90, I-94, west of Chicago and upper Michigan. God bless America. See you all tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.